So, as we discuss, the Netziv has this idea that, unlike Bali Tosas, who say that the two psukim relate to the same halacha, it's just a way of expanding the scope of that halacha. The Netziv says, no, that's exactly the point. There really are two dinim of shinui. One is a dinim shinui kona and gzela kein shagaza, which requires, as he puts it, doesn't require shinui atzur tzura, it just requires a shinui that is considered a maisa kinyan for gzela. Whereas opposed to esnan zona, where we're talking about shinui tzura, something which undoubtedly means changing the identity of the object. And then we saw that there's a whole group of achronim that also go in the other direction, the Pnei Yeshua, the Maritz Chayas, Yoni's list, Pnei Yeshua from Maritz Chayas, and Rabbi Kideg. Okay. And they say it in slightly different ways, either because Kenyan requires more because it's a Kenyan. You're lacking Dasa Keres Makni here, so how do you get a Kenyan out of this? That's a bigger Kiddush. Or because of the problem of the Ovid Lomahani, the fact that it's Behisa. Okay, that's what we saw. I neglected one Maramokom, which Baruch Dov reminded me of yesterday, the end of the shir, and that is that the Ritva explicitly alludes to this as well. Do you have the language with you? On Memvav, Omid Aleph in Avodah Zarah. He discusses the question of Tlev and Asa. I actually had it on my list, I just forgot to mention it. In the context of Tlev and Asa Ayil, so he says what the Tosfos Rid says, basically, which is that Tlev and Asa Ayil is not going to be a shinui in other areas of halacha. So if Tlev and Asa Ayil is not a shinui in other areas, how could it be that that it works for shinui kone? So the Ritva Avodah Zarah says, because it's Gzeres HaKasuv when it comes to Gzela. It says, Ve'eshev Sagzela Shagazal, Imkein Shagazal Yaksir, Vimlav Damim Boi Shlume. So that teaches you that even though Tleb and Asa Ayil is not a sufficient Shinui for Esnan, for Avodah Zarah, for other such things, but it's going to be enough for Gzela. That's what Gzeres HaKasuv. It doesn't ask, Vim Tomar, you know, why are there two Mekoros, Ve'eshlomar, there are two dinim and they have different standards. He doesn't go that far, but he basically, if you put together the Gemara in Bava Kama that he's quoting, which is actually says Kedah Amar Rabbi Lazar, the person who wrote the footnotes in the Most Honor of Cook edition, said, I don't know what he's referring to. There's no word, what? It could be Rabbi Lai. Yeah. Could be. Yeah. But basically the point of the Ritva seems to be that, you know, he's taking what our Gemara has, you know, this is what he's saying, it's not obvious. What our Gemara has is the makor for shinui, and he's saying, oh, that's limited to Tlev and Asa Ayil, that's Tlev and Asa Ayil, but it's going to be limited to Gzela. But if you put it together with Tosis' question, well, why do we need two psukim, and, you know, the Netziv, Sa'ara, etc. Again, I didn't get a chance to look at the Netziv again. As I recall, I think the Netziv himself may quote the Ritva in Avodah Zarah. So, of course, it works beautifully. And it's the Tosis Rid application of Tlev and Asa Ayil exactly to this issue. What's interesting is that in the other direction, which is the view that Esnan isn't the higher standard but the lower one, and that Gzela is the more Mechudash of the Shinuyim because of the Kinyan aspect, namely the view of Rabbi Kiveger, Pnei Yeshua, Maritz Chayas. So it's interesting that there's also a little bit of discussion in Tlev and Asa Ayil, particularly in the Maritz Chayas in the end. In the end of the piece, he says, in the case of Tlev and Asa Ayil, maybe that's exactly like Esta. Exactly the opposite of the Ritva. And the opposite, especially, of the Tosas Rid. But what he means by that is as follows. That group of Achronim that say that maybe you need to psukim because the two dinim are, right, the more obvious Esnan and the less obvious Gezel. So as we discussed, they have two different explanations. What is the problem of Gezel? One problem of Gezel is Kinyan, just the fact that it creates a Kinyan in its own right. It's one thing to say that the Shinui, and that breaks continuity from the previous, right, especially if all you need is to break the Tzirov from the previous. It's quite another thing to say that that creates Bailus. Right, and that's what they mean by lack of Dasa Keres Makne, and so on and so forth. Then they have the second idea, which appears in some of the Maritz Chayas, it appears a little bit in Pnei Yeshua, right? And that is, moreover, based on the Gemara in Temura, called Man Dom Rachmana, Blosavadi Ovid, should be lo mahani, namely shelo yehei hagazlan hachote niskar. In addition to the problem of why is this a kinyan from the perspective of kinyanim generally, is the question of you know it's beiser. How can there be a kinyan beiser anyway? Right. So as far as the first question goes. As far as the first issue goes, namely, does this qualify as an objective Maisa Kinyan with all the standards required for an objective Maisa Kinyan and call it Torah Kula? As far as that is concerned, Plev and Asa Ayil probably is even more problematic than other Shinuyim. Because at least the other Shinuyim are B'maisa. So you did a Maisa Kinyan. Plev and Asa Ayil is Mimela. But from the second perspective, namely, it's chote niskar, how can it be? It's a kinyan be'isr. From that point of view, the fact that plev and asa ayil is mimela actually may make it a preferred shinui for purposes of shinui kona. So that's exactly, if somebody has the language of the Maritz Chayas, if you could just open up for a minute. Ari, do you have it? In the Ariel? Do you have it in the back of the Gemara? Just open up just that line, you'll see. So that's what he says, basically. Tlev and Asa Ayil, he says it's the Davar de Mimela. So he says, I know what you're going to say. The Gezel is a Maisa Iser. The Gezel is the Avid Lomahani. He says, yeah, but that's, we're not talking about the Gezel. We're talking about the Shinui. Again, so this is important too. Maritz Chayis is assuming that the Shinui is, Elikai, standalone. It's not based that once you have the Shinui, so then that activates the Kinyan of the Maisa Gzela. Had that been the case, then. What it doesn't matter how the shinu, whether the shinu is mimela or biadayim, it matters that that it triggers or that it neutralizes the hashava, triggering the original kinyan. So he's assuming two things here. Number one, the only problem in or the problem that makes shinui kona more challenging is not the problem of maisa kinyan, but the problem of chalos kinyan, due to the fact that it's chote niskar, that it's amrachman lo sabin. That's point number one, which is not at all obvious. And as I say, from the other point of view, it's a worse case, not a better case. Secondly, he's assuming that the problem of shinui kona is a problem in the iser, the maisa of shinui, not a problem in the maisa. Do you have it, Ariel? Towards the end, he says inami eshlomar in that piece. Do you have the piece on some kavod base? No? Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't. It may not be Nami, it may be Odeh Shlomar, I don't remember. I don't memorize Maritz Chayis, to be honest. Maybe I should, but I don't. Yeah, a little louder, just so you know. So basically what he's saying is, in the case of Tlev and Asa Ayil, you're dafka going to learn that, not from Kain Shagazal Yachzir, but from Esnan. Because the Yichus of Esnan, remember, not the Netziv, not the Ritva. It's this other perspective. Esnan is the more obvious case. He's saying the Yichus of Esnan is that it's Beheter. That's also funny in a way, because, you know, the Esnan is a very, unacceptable, context. But again, the Sinas Esnan per se is not Beisr, right? Just everything that surrounds it is Beisr. That's where the Meisi Legavoa is. Okay, go ahead. And therefore, he says, since it's Mimela, you learn that from Esnan. Why? Aye, he says, but the gzela is the Yavid Lamahani? Yafal Gav, I'm guessing. No? That's the end? Okay, but it was implicit in what you just read that before. Meaning, even though the gzela, doesn't he say that? Even though the gzela is the Yavid Lamahani, but the shinui isn't the Yavid Lamahani.
Right, the shinui was
the okay, as shinui lenasa b'isr, name of a Yavid Lamahani. So I just think that that's an interesting, just to, Kol Achad, according to his own perspective, but, isn't that interesting? The Ritva's Tlev and Asa Ayil is the proof that you need the extra Gzeros HaKasa exactly for that kind of a case, because it doesn't qualify as a regular Shinui, it's just a din in Kein Shagazal, you know, on the, you know, that's the lower standard side of it. And for the Maritz Chayis, whose perspective is different to begin with, it turns out that Dafka, you know, the Tlev and Asa Ayil ends up being like Esnan, of all things. Interesting. Okay. So anyways, there are these two elements in that whole group, whether it's the fact that it's done by Isa, or it's the lack of a Maisa, or a Das Makna. These are two different elements and perspectives. Okay. That's Tlev and Asa Ayil. Okay. Now let's turn our attention to two or three other points quickly before we move on to Yiddish. Again, I don't think we're going to finish Yiddish, but I guess we'll have to pick up with, that'll be our first stop. Whatever we don't finish in either the Shaka Vitari or Yiddish, we'll try to do very, very quickly in the beginning of first year or two of the next Zman. And then we'll move on to the Mitzvah Baba Vera part of the Sugya and Samach Zayin and Aleph, but I will take a day or so just to finish Yiddish whenever I don't finish on Thursday, and to finish some of the finer, you know, smaller points in the Shaka Vitari, but really I'm going to do it very quickly, so I don't want to get bogged down with it. Yeah. Let's finish up Shinui first, two or three points, and then we'll start with Yiddish. Is Shinui limited to a Goslin? It's an important issue that may reflect on whether or not, you know, how it works, and whether some of the issues that we've been discussing, you know, effectively define how it works. Again, if Shinui Kona is based on neutralizing Chiyav HaShava and triggering, you know, or enabling the Kinyane Gzela, the Maisa Gzela, so one would think that it might very well be limited to Goslin. What about a case of Goslin where there are no previous Kinyane or Maisa Gzela? That would be one case to discuss. Maybe you have technically a case of Gzela, but you don't have that previous status, or at least it's not discernible or distinguishable. There's a separate phase. The classic Shinui Kone is, you know, Maisa Gzela, Kinyane Gzela, and then a stage later you have Shinui. But let's say the Shinui is the Gzela, or the Shinui and the Gzela are Bevasachas. That's one question to consider. That's within Gzela. Or what about the possibility that's not even true at all, that maybe Shinui Kone could extend beyond Goslin, as long as somehow the Chefetz is Birshus, you know, the Kone, the will be Kone. So maybe it's not an Gzela at all. Again, if it works off Mais Gzela, Kinyane Gzela, clearly it has to be limited to Gzela, and it may even have to be in a circumstance where you have a Maisa and Kinyane Gzela. Okay, not just a Goslin in name, but the process or procedure of Goslin in the classical way. But if Shinui Kone is either a universal Kinyan, like Esnan and Reishis HaGez, it's about the change of the Chafetza, then I would think that you might be able to get away without Goslin at all. You don't even need to exchange Gavra Goslin, as long as I say, it's legally somehow Birshus, the would-be Kone. In between those, we could ask the question, if Shinui Kone is a Kinyan Gzela, not working off the previous, but in its own right, so maybe you need a Goslin, a Shem Goslin, but maybe you don't need previous Maisa and Kinyan Gzela. Just being a Goslin is enough, but somebody who's not a Goslin, even if it's Birshuso, on some level, that would not be enough for the Kinyan Shinui to work. Okay, so these are, I'm just charting out the, you know, the possibilities. Thinking about it alone leads us to several reasonable perspectives. Okay, that's much too abstract. Do we really find this anywhere, this discussion, or not? So I think the answer is yes, we do. Okay, Shlomo? Where do we find it? Which sugya? Bava Kama and Bava Metzia, but correct. What's the topic heading? But you're right, it's the sugya and Bava Metzia, also, and Ayin Ches.
Right. The dire wolf.
Exactly, with an E, right? Not a wool murderer, but a wool dyer. right after yesterday's brush with the sweater. We have to be careful. So the
I wore one today.
What?
I wore one today.
You did wear one today. It's okay. I've been known to wear them occasionally too, but I don't know if I ever will again. But so okay, the tzoveh, right? The dye. So what's that's a good sugya to discuss, because it seems to be that there's a discussion machlokas between who and who. Shlomo. Before we get to that, you're right, I think. But before we get to the Ramban and the Ritva, let's go chronologically. First is a debate between Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. First is a debate between Tanaim, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda about the case of Tzoveya, right? Whether we say Yado la Tachtona, Yado, etc., or we say Nosen lo Dmei, Dam Harishonim, the Dmei Hatzemer, right? That's a Shitas Rabbi Meir. A, there's a debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and then within Shitas Rabbi Meir and within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, there's further debate to pin down exactly why Shinui should be Kona or not Kona. For Rabbi Meir, who seems to say Shinui Kona, to defend the position, and for Rabbi Yehuda, who seems to deny Shinui Kona in that case, to defend that, but why not? Right, for Rabbi Meir, why? And for Rabbi Yehuda, why not? So that becomes a good window to analyze this issue, providing that we can find specific formulations. Is there a Shinui Kona outside of Gaza? Okay. So on the facts, first of all, you have the Mishnah and Kuf on the day, Shlomo, then? No, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, then? And Bava Kamma first. I'm just going to go through this very quick. It's a very complicated and important sugya, but we're not going to get into the details of it at all. We're just going to do a little in and out. Okay, so you have the Mishnah Bava Kamma, Kuf on the days, right? Right, no sin semer letzava, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Timro, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay. So this is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not, if there's a shinui that takes place under these conditions, whether or not you treat it like shinui kona and you pay the dmei tzemer, right? Or on the contrary, you could compensate, and who's in the driver's seat, right? That's the point of Rabbi Yehuda, right? Namely, don't say shinui kona. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Correct? Okay. So that's the machlokas. Then you have this fascinating Gemara, which is why you said Bava Metzia, because even though the Mishnah here is in Bava Kamma, but the Bava Metzia part is particularly intriguing to our question. Why so, Shlomo? Because you what? What did you say? Because you have? Okay, I mean, that's a wonderful thing, but that doesn't necessarily add to the intrigue or the issue unless it's the substance to it, right? What's the substance of Ayin Chesem and Aleph and Ayin Chesem and Beis that's intriguing? What does the Gemara say there?
It brings in other cases as well.
Good, but better than that. Say, do you have the Gemara in front of you? No. Bava Metzia? Who has the Gemara Bava Metzia? David, go ahead. Just quickly, but we'll get the context quickly. The Mishnah on Ayin Ches and Bav Metzia says what? Socha Sachamor, just for 1 minute. Yeah, so this is an interesting problem. Namely, the guy has rights to the animal, right? Skirus, he pays for it. But he violates the terms of engagement, the terms of hiring, correct? And then something happens, and he's chayiv owns it. So the question is, why is he chayiv? Okay, so what does the Gemara say? various possibilities, right? Ultimately, the Gemara says what's relevant to us, the last line, last two lines on Ayin Ches and Aleph. Go ahead, David. Oh, this is based on Shitas Rabbi Meir. Kalamavra Das Balabayis is a Goslin. And since he's a Goslin, since he's a Socher, he violates the terms of the Schirus. That makes him a Mavra Das Balabayis. Since he's a Mavra Das Balabayis, he's a Goslin. Since he's a Goslin, if something happens now, even if it's an Ones, he's Chayiv Onsen. We know that. Good. Mavra Das Balabayis. Now the Gemara says, Ayin Ches on Beis, go ahead. Hey, Rabbi Meir. Meaning, that's the Rabbi Meir who says that Kol HaMavir Al Das Balabayis Nikra Gazlin, meaning that the sugya of the Mishnah and Kuf in Bava Kama is based on Kol HaMavir equals Gazlin. Go ahead. Oh, now this is a terrific line. Why is it a terrific line now, Shlomo? Now that we read it? Not just because it's a Gemara, although that's always, again, that's, you know, that's always good too. But exactly. What does it imply? It implies that Mavir Aldas Balabayis Ikri Gazlon and Shinui Kone are two different things. That's a simple reading of the Gemara, and it's startling when you first read the Gemara. It sounds like there's one halacha, one way to it, two ways to explain Rabbi Meir's Shita. Rabbi Meir holds Shinui Kone in the case of Tzava, that can be explained in two completely different ways. Of course, I'm emphasizing. Right? One is Mavra Das Balabayis is a Gazlan, and that would explain why you have to pay Keshas HaGzela, I guess, right? And the other explanation is Shinui Kone. And if it's Shinui Kone, that doesn't prove that Mavra Al Das Balabayis is a Goslin. So that is very strange, because wouldn't it seem like what the Gemara, like the reason that Shinui is Kone is precisely because Mavra Al Das Balabayis is a Goslin? So these aren't two dinim. If anything, if it's not a question, it should be a reinforcement of the very same idea, of the very same notion. So basically what this highlights is that there are two ways to understand Rabbi Meir's Shita. One is that Rabbi Meir believes that Shinui, to work, doesn't require Goslin. Right? That's like the simple reading of the Gemara, when the Gemara says, no, it's not because of Goslin, it's because of Shinui Kone. Or that Mavra Al Das Balabayis is a Goslin, and that's why Shinui works. But in Akhanami, Shinui, Beli Goslin, would not work. Okay. So this is the question that is raised by this Lashon of the Gemara. So the Ramban Al Atar, Shlomo, you mentioned the Ramban?
Correct.
So firstly, but before you get to that, the first point to note in the Ramban is his question. He asks this question.
Right.
He says, I don't understand the Gemara. Kashali, ilav gazlan hu, hecha koni b'shinui. V'chi kol mi she'eno gazlan, koni b'shinui. That's just a terrific line in the Ramban. Zeroing in exactly in on the problem. So there's shinui and there's not a gazlan, so it wouldn't work. Shinui kon is a din gzela. Well, one could rebel. Not Lavdafka. Lavdafka according to Rabbi Meir. As long as the guy has the chepetz birshuso on some level, and here it is birshuso, pikadon, socher even, he has even certain measure of, it's not even the regular pikadon, he's a socher, we discussed last year, shol, socher, right, mechira liomei, he has certain kinyanim. So, maybe you don't need to be a Goslin. If the chepetz morphs into you know, some new identity, and it's Bershuso at the time, maybe that's enough. Right? Ramban is taking a very strong stand here. Kol mi sheino gazlan v'chikana b'shinui. So what's Ramban's answer? Lefikach tzarech lefarish, you said before, go ahead. It sounds like the Ramban thinks that when Rav Meir says in general, Kalamavra das balabais, gazlan, right? That doesn't make him a real gazlan. He says a shame gazlan, but it doesn't give him the status, it's not a maisig zela. Put it that way, let's say it that way. Mavra das balabais ikri gazlan is a din in the gavra. But there's no maisig zela. Lefikach, says the Ramban, tzarech lefaresh, Dilma shiny hasam, kiven shashina osa, v'asa maisa shagazlin konebo, miskavenu ligzol. Since he's acting like a gazlin, not just because he's mavir aldas, but he is being mavir aldas, that only makes him a shame gazlin. But in this case, not only is he a shame gazlin, but he's doing a maisa gzela, not only a maisa gzela, but kavanas gzela. Since he's doing a shinui, which is derech zeh, also a ma'isa shagazlan konebo, niskaven uligzal ulekach shinahu kidei sheyikne oso v'lav mavral das mikri ela gazlan gamur mikri. Now remember, mavral das is not such an unimportant status. The whole idea of the Gemara is that mavral das, according to Rabbi Meir, equals gazlan, and that's what the Gemara is rejecting. So you have to say, according to the Ramban, that Mavir al das balabais ikri gazlan doesn't mean maisig zela. It just means gavra gazlan bli maisig zela. And that shinui kona, it's not sufficient to have gavra gazlan. You have to have maisa gzela. That's what he means by gazlan gamur mikri. That's how he explains the continuation also. V'kein hadar minin adai to the midi achrini lo yoiv, etc. That's the Ramban. But, that is the Ramban. Okay. So, in order to be considered shinui kona, you need a maisa gzela, not just a gavra gazla. What about the Ritva? Also bothered by the same question, but the formulation of the answer is a little different. Okay, but before we get to that, that's a continuation. Listen, but the answer is different than the Ramban in what way? What doesn't he require?
He doesn't require gavra. He doesn't have to slip from gavra gamor.
Exactly. He doesn't require kavanas gzela for mavr al das to be considered a gazlan. But he does require not kavanas gzela, but maisa gzela, maisa shinui. That he does require. Yeshlomar Dachi Kamar, Shiny Hasam, Sha'asa Shinui Gamur. The Gamur here for the Ramban, the Gamur is the Gzela Gamura. Right, here it's Shenu the Maisa, Shinui Gamur, Haroi Liknoslo Kigazlan Gamur, Hamechavein rather Ligzal. Since this is the Maisa that parallels in every way the same action that would make a real gazlan a gazlan. Ubechiha chashiv le'rabeir kegazlan. Alfal pishalon niskaving ligzal mekiven shehiver al das bailim, etc. Avol kan shelo asa shinui haroi liknos the gazlan gamor la'avol le'rabeir gazlan mepnei shehiver al das bailim. The Ritva also thinks that mavra al das bailim per se does not make one a gazlan gamor. But unlike the Ramban, who says, what will turn him into a gazlan gamor? Kavanas gzela. And once he has kavanas gzela, that justifies shinui as well. The Ritva says, no, that's not the pshat. There is no kavanas gzela here. What makes a mavir balabayas into a gazlan gamor is not the kavanas gzela, but the maisa gzela. In this case, maisa shinui. So it's not that Goslin is a prerequisite for Shinui. Shinui is a prerequisite for Goslin Gomor, Lin, and Chiyav Onsen. Right, it's a very subtle point, but it's a huge difference. It's hard to pick up on it, but once you pick up on it, it's two totally different things. The implication of the Chiddush of the Ritva seems to be Shinui per se maybe doesn't require a Goslin. Shinui Kone. In theory, you could probably have a Shinui Kone without a Goslin, according to the Ritva. But Chiyav Onsen does require Goslin Gamor. And this is the big Chiddush for our purposes. Shinui, or an act of Shinui of sufficient level that generates Shinui Kone, is considered a Maisa Gzela. The Ritva works very well with the Nesivos. You agree? You're about to say that.
Only for people.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's it.
Yeah,
we should.
Right. No. I would have been happy to hear. You would have given me more nachas to hear you say it. Okay. But the Ritva, I think, is saying that, right? That the act of Shinui itself is an act of Gzela.
And there is no Maisa Gzela without a Shinui.
Without Shinui, a Maver al Das, Balabayas, Ikri, Goslin is lacking a Maisa Gzela. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Whereas according to the Ramban, that's not the point. The point is you need Kavanas Gzela for the Maver to be a Goslin Gomor, not Maisa Gzela. Yeah. Lemaisa, maybe it doesn't still, but it's not per se. And on the contrary, you might even say, well, maybe it has to be limited to Xela for another reason, maybe because it's defined as Maisa Xela. I'm not sure. Just that he's not. Whereas the Ramban, all I'm saying is both in the question and in the answer, the Ramban is adamant on that point. Can anybody but a Goslin have a Shinui? The Ritva's not. Although it may end up, for other reasons, that Lemaisa he agrees to. But the emphasis is totally different. For the Ramban, it's Shinui only works with a Goslin, and not only a Gavra Goslin, but a Maisa Gzela. Secondly, Shinui doesn't create the Maisa Gzela. Shinui needs a Maisa Gzela, but it doesn't create the Maisa Gzela. What creates the Maisa Gzela is Kavanas Gzela. That's the Ramban. And the Ritva is saying, I agree with the Ramban that Maver Al Das, Ikri Goslin, is not a Goslin Gamor, but it's the Shinui that makes him into a Goslin, not the Kavana. You can have Kavana Loligzel, but if he does a Shinui, which is objectively a Maisa Gzela, in this context, then that too will make him into a Goslin. And once he's a Goslin, it's Chayav Achrayus. Okay. So there are two different perspectives on the role of Shinui and what's a prerequisite or needed for Shinui. Okay. Now, this is for Rabbi Meir. It's also intriguing to analyze why Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. And the Bali Tosfos, at least in some places, on Tzadi Hei, Ben? Tosfos on Tzadi Hei? Asks the question. There seems to be a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe in Rabbi Meir too, in a way, or at least it's an ironic cross-purposes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. What's the problem? What's the sugi there about in Sadihe? Shevach shal gabe. Yeah, exactly. Connected to the sugi that we spoke about a little bit yesterday. Namely, what impact does Leda and Giza have on itself? What impact does it have on the mother framework? Right? That's the issue. So there Rabbi Yehuda holds Shevach Shal Gabe Gzela belongs to the Gazel. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And yet, in the Sugya Daf, in the Mishnah Daf Kuv, he holds that in the case of the Tzoveya, that Shinui is not Kona. Right? If he holds Shinui Kona and Sadi Hei and Bava Kama, why wouldn't he hold Shinui Kona and Kuf and Bava Kama? That's the question that the Bali Tosfos ask. That's the stira. So what's the answer to that stira? Two answers, right? And in Tosas on Sadi Hey, there are two answers. The Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. First comes the Ri, the more clear cut but less conceptually significant answer. What's the Ri's answer? No. The assumption of the question is wrong. What were you assuming in the question? That these are both cases of Shinui Kona? And that Rabbi Yehuda holds Shinui Kona in the case of Shevach Shalgabe Gzela? It's not true. Ben, what is true, according to the Ri?
Yeah, he's only talking about teenagers of Ohio.
What's that?
I think it's one type of teenagers
of Ohio. No. But you know, Tosafot Bava Kamma there. They have the read the question and the Ri's answer very quickly, if you don't mind. Just the question part of the color was of a kosh. One second, the wrong tab. Here. Yafagav Dagabe Nasan Tsovea Nasan Tsvolo Edom Adom Tsvo Shachar Karma Budim Shavach Yosar Lietzia. Right? That there's no Shinui. Oh. This is the Ri's answer. So what does it mean? Which is over there? Which is there?
Okay. The only reason that he holds in the case of Zobea
be careful.
Okay. The only reason he says that in Zobea that the Zobea must cover the amount of damage that he caused is because the Zobea is such a.
Okay, but I mean, so the big main chiddush
is. The only reason that he says is because the Zobea.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Now, the apparent steer in Rabbi Yehuda, how can he hold Shini Kona here and not hold Shini Kona there, is not a steer because he never holds Shini Kona. What he really holds is Takonas HaShavim, and Takonas HaShavim doesn't apply in the Sugya of Tzoveya. Correct? That's the Ri. Okay. If you hold that way, so then fine. But if he did hold Shini Kona, then if Rabbi Yehuda had held Shini Kona in Gazon, he would have held Shini Kona in Tzoveya too. Right? Even though Rabbi Huda doesn't necessarily hold that Mavir, that even that Mavir Das Balabayas Ikri Gazlan. As tap dancing around, Mavir was a Gazlan, and yet, that's different somehow than the Shinui Kona. But for Rabbi Huda, unlike Rabbi Meir, there's no rule that Mavir Das Balabayas Ikri Gazlan at all. And yet, according to the Ri, if he held Shinui Kona in Goslin, we would have said Shinui Kona in Tzoveya as well. We just happens not to be a stira because he just doesn't happen to hold that way. But the implication is that even if somebody's not a Goslin, Shinui would be Kona if they held generally Shinui Kona. Okay, so it's ironic because this is within Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's not so, but the reason that it's not so ends up projecting that it could be so. Or somebody it could be so. Okay, what about Rabbeinu Tam? Ben? Go ahead. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't take the easy way out.
Rabbeinu Tam ben Farish, the ain on the shuk on the Rabbi Yehuda, Tam and the Penasachar, Ella Sabar, the Rabbi Yehuda, Chinu Kunet, who the Rabbi Yehuda, the Shevach, the Lo Akabe Gezela, the Lo Hadra, Habe de Gaza, Abba Shevach, the Akabe Gezela, the Chinu de Hadaru, the Lo Kani, Habe Ben Exam.
Okay, good. So basically it's Shinui. It's Kona. Go ahead. What about the problem of Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. So here we have an important line in Rabbeinu Tam, right? The problem of Tzoveya is not Niskavein Leknoso. Shinui Kone requires Kavana? So look in the line, and I told you also to look at Tosin Bamatzia, right? Was that also the number? I did. We gave that number. Kufyat Zion, right? You have that open? There, the formulation's a little different. Go ahead. Ben? Right, I can skip that part. That's not our problem. Let's skip a couple lines. The Idach Tamar of Yehuda. Ah. So what's the difference?
If he says that the Gazan does not have Kavana to
Ligzol v'leknos. Yeah, so there are different formulations here. In Kavana Ligzol v'leknos, that's the problem? Or in Kavana Liknos alone. If it's Ligzol v'leknos, right, that's also a bit intriguing, but at least what we're basically saying is that you that Shinui Kon is limited to Gazan. Yeah.
Is there also a big difference if they say Takinu here? I mean, there is
a... okay. I mean, it could be that, you know, they hold that even that's only if even the Shinui is only Drabanan. But the Shinui Kona would be Drabanan. But let's use it as a model, is all I'm saying. Could be. You might be right. But in terms of the formulations, and you have to look in Tosin in different places, there's also Tosis on Mem Gimel on the base in Bambatziah. Did I give you that one too? Did I? No? Doesn't sound familiar? Okay, also, Tosis has a line there also. Abel Tzvola Odom, Deshogi Glokonis, Rabbi Yehuda, the Sabar Hach, and Dirmasu Meshalim. Rabbi Yehuda, the Sabar Hach, and the Shinui Kona. Hanemishum de miskaven liknos b'shinui, havel tzvo shachar ein miskaven liknos b'kach. That's like the line in Tosin Bava Kama. So in some places they say the problem is ein miskaven liknoso. In other places they say ein miskaven ligzol b'liknos. If you say ligzol b'liknos, so that's also intriguing, because ein miskaven ligzol I understand, because he holds that mavro das palabais is not a gazlan. He has no kavanas gazela. And Shinui Kona may be limited to a Gazel. What's the Ligzol v'liknos? So maybe the idea is, I'm not sure, but we'll just say it all for the other Shita. Or what is the Kavanas liknos? So one possibility is that all Shinui Kona requires Kavanas Kinyan. It's just implicit. We had the other day, the Nesivos explicitly said that that's not true, right? That Shinui Kona does not require Kavana. And I mentioned that other Achronim are medayik this also from the contrast between two sugyas. Our Gemara, which talks about Chomet Sh'ovar Alev HaPesach, we'll read it in just a couple of minutes. Our Gemara talks about Chomet Sh'ovar Alev HaPesach. The Gemara says, "Aye, why isn't he Kona, B'yiyush?" So the Gemara says, because he has no Kavana, so you're not going to be Kona B'yiyush Keneged Ritzono. You're only going to be Kona B'yush if you have Kavana Liknos, who wants to be Kona Chametz Shavu'ot Lev HaPesach, or Chametz B'Pesach. Right? So our Gemara says, in the case of Chametz B'Pesach and Yiyush, the Gemara answers the reason that you could say HaReish HaKol HaFanechav and there's no Kinyan is because he doesn't have Kavana. But the Gemara in Gittin, which asks the same question, but there it's the context of Hezek Shein Nikar. According to the Manamar Hezek Sheninikar Shema Hezek, the Chomet Shavu'ot Lev HaPesach is Hezek Sheninikar, but it's Shema Hezek. It should be the equivalent of Shinui Kona. So if it's Shinui Kona, why can you say Aresha Chalaf Anecha? So the Gemara gives a different answer there. Why did the Gemara give the answer? Because he's not interested in being Kona. Right? He's not interested in being Kona. So that's why I think it's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says in Kovet Shiurim that you see from the fact that the Gemara didn't give the answer in the parallel when the Gemara was talking about Hezek Shen and Ikar and Shinui, as opposed to when it was talking about Yiyush, you see that Yiyush requires Kavana, Mitzara Gazlan, and Shinui does not require Kavana, Mitzara Gazlan.
Wasn't the Gemara there discussing whether or not you have the ability to say Rosh Kavanetta?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So one could simply say that the Kavana to be Kone for Shinui, at least for Shinui, Kavana.
Well, Agamar is also talking about what you can say Rosh Kavanetta.
Agamar, which Gemara?
Here in Bava Kama, when it talks about Yiyush. Gemara says, how can you say Rosh Kavanetta?
Yeah, right. Right. So, but the point is that, the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about over there, simply saying that, you're not able to say Rosh Kavanetta, that you have the ability to say Rosh Kavanetta, despite the fact that you don't have Kavana. You don't have the ability to say...
We want to know whether there's a Kenyan or not. Once you have a Kenyan, you can't say Rosh Chodesh.
The question is whether or not you can say Rosh Chodesh.
If you make that distinction, I'll get to that in a minute. That's Reb Chaim, we'll get to it in a minute. Maybe. I'm saying the Pashtus, before you get to that point, I'm not sure if it helps so much anyway, but it might, but before you get to that point, the simple, you know, most are shown under the opinion that whether you can say Rosh Chodesh depends whether Shini is Kone. It's the same sugya. So point is, you have two Gemaras. One Gemara which gets, you have two Gemaras talking about a similar problem. Why in the case of Chometz Shavar Leva Pesach can't you say, can you say Harei Shechal Lefanecha, after all aren't you Kone? In one case, in our Gemara in Bava Kama, aren't you Kone according to the Mandamar Yushkedi Kani? In the case of the Gemara in Gittin, aren't you Kone after all of Hezek Shen and Ikar Shema Hezek, it's a Shinui and Shinui is Kone? In one case, the Gemara gives the answer because he doesn't want it. He doesn't have... That's our Gemara. And again, they don't give that answer. So that's the diuk that is made. The reason they don't give that answer is because it's not true. In Yiyush, if you have no Kavana, you're not going to be Kone. In Shinui, if you're not going to have Kavana, you're still going to be Kone. Why is Shinui different than Yiyush? For several reasons. Number one, you could explain it, I think, on three levels. Three reasons. Say it now instead of saying it in the context of Yiyush. Number one, if you hold that Shinui is transformation of the Chefts, and that's how it works. It's like Eston, Horatius, Agez, and so on. So then it has nothing to do with Kavanas Kenyan at all. Basically. It's Birshuscha. Or you're the default Birshus. And it's Panam Chadash's Baalakan, as opposed to Yiyush, which is a Kenyan. Right? If Shinui works because it neutralizes the Chiyav Hashava and Mimela, once you neutralize Chiyav Hashava, Kinyanei Gzela kick in. The Kinyanei Gzela of Shas, Maisa Gzela. And of course, Kavanas Kinyan is not going to help you there either. Because you have no Kavana now, B'Shas Shinui. According to the Manamar Hezek Shein and Ikar, Shmei Hezek. But you're not interested. But who cares? Once there's no Hashava, what happens? The Maisa Gzela is Kinyanei Gzela. Expand. Whether it's the Mafreya or it's Mikan Olaba, even if it's the Mafreya or Mikan Olaba, it's like you're holding back this force, you remove the obstacle, it expands. Where's the Das Makne? Where's the Das Kona, rather? The Das Kona that was always there, Mishas Maisa Gzela and Kinyana Gzela. Not going to help you. Or, another possibility, that is, even if you say, like we're saying for the Ritva and for the Nasivos and for one day, In the Rishonim about Shevach al Gabe Shevach etc. Bein Gzela leShinui, that basically the Shinui is a Maisa Kinyan, a Maisa Gzela in its own right. So maybe we could explain a regular Kinyan requires Das, but a Kinyan beiser make the weakness into a strength. What were the Maritz Chayas and the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kinyan? What are they all saying? It's a Chiddush that this is a Kinyan. After all, it's beiser, right? Should be lo mahani. But if there indeed it is a kinyan anyway, by virtue of the maisa, be iser, without das makne, maybe it doesn't require das kone either. I'm not saying that one leads to the other necessarily. That's the chiddush of kinyan shinui kone. It's a kinyan by virtue of the maisa shinui. And it's a kinyan gzela. And by the nature of a kinyan gzela, just as there's no Das Makne, maybe there's no Das Kona. Maybe. Masha'en came be Yiyush, as we'll soon get to it, one could argue at least that the Yiyush, as Reb Chaim suggests, is fundamentally a Kinyan Aveda, not a Kinyan Gzela. It works in Gzela, but it's fundamentally a Kinyan Aveda. If that's true, so then this rule about, oh, it's Be'isr, that's part of its Chiddush, that's how it works, that doesn't apply to Yish. Either way, the point is, what the Nesiva said as a Davar Pashut, what some of the Achronim are medayik from comparing these two sugyas, the three explanations that I'm giving to explain it, all point in one direction, and that is Yish requires Kavana. Perhaps Shinui does not require Kavana. So how come Tosa says that according to Rabbi Yehuda the problem is Kavana? So I think there are several approaches. Let me just finish this and I'll take the questions. One is, well, there are other ways to get out of the Gemara and Gittin, whatever. Yush and Shinui, the equation is a good one. And just because there's no Das Makne doesn't mean that there's no Das Kone. Maybe you need more Das Kone because there's no Das Makne. You need something to get the Chayfetz from one Rishus to the other. Right? There's plenty of good svar to say that maybe Shinui, and if it's not based on change in the identity of the object, and the original Kinyanim flowing from the Maisa Gzela, but it is a Kinyan, a later Kinyan, even through the act of Gzela, maybe it would require Kavana. Maybe this day in Tosis, maybe Tosis in Bava Kama, Tzarihei, Tosis in Bamitzia Mem Gimel, maybe they really hold that despite the diuk and the chilukim, that it's wrong. That like you, a shinui requires a kinyan. That's one possible conclusion. Or maybe you dafka require kavana because you're not dealing with an objective and regular case of gzela. And that in two senses. Let's get back to the tzava case, tzavea case. Number one, there are no previous. I mentioned before, this is a case where even if he's a Gazlan, take Mavral Das Bal Baisiku Gazlan, which is Rameir Shita. Okay. And even from the Rameir, we now know that the Ramban and Ritva both are qualifying what exactly that really means. Number one, Rabbi Huda may reject it completely, probably rejects it completely. So you don't have an objective Gazlan. Maybe to make him Shinui Kona, when he's not a Goslin, you require Kavana. Normally, the Shinui Kona of a Goslin, for the reasons that we discussed, doesn't require Kavana. But the whole point is we're talking about a Tzoveya. So especially for Rabbi Yehuda, you need Kavana. Here, Shinui will be Kona, but Shinui will only be Kona be Kavana. Or maybe, even for Rabbi Yehuda, according to this perspective, the only way to have Shinui Kona is to have a Goslin. And what we mean by Kavana, the Kavana is what makes the Mavra, Das Balabayas, into a Goslin, very similar to what the Ramban was saying. Ramban says in Rameir, maybe that's the difference between the formulations. You require Kavana for Rabbi Yehuda, or you kavanas kinyan, or you require kavana ligzol v'liknos. Maybe that's the difference between them. So I'm suggesting basically three explanations here. One is inachanami shinui kona, even for Goslin requires kinyan according to this perspective. B, shinui kona only works on a Goslin. You require kavana to transform this fellow into a Goslin. And maybe you require Kavanas Kinyan Ugzela for that. Now, whether that's Bein Rab Meir, Bein Rab Yehuda, or only Rab Yehuda, even more than Rab Meir, for the Ramban, it's in Rab Meir. For Tosis, maybe only Rab Yehuda. Or three, there are two tracks here. If you're a Goslin, you don't require Kavanas Kinyan Shinui. If you're not a Goslin, then you require Kavanas Kinyan. But maybe that's the formulation of Tosin Baba Kama and Tosis in Bamitzia Mem Gimel Amid Beis, as opposed to Tosis and Kufyud Zayin Amid Beis. Okay, now questions before we move on to another point. Were the questions? Or we took care of them by the explanation? Good. Wow, that almost never happened. Nice when it does. Okay. We ruin a perfect moment. Now go ahead. Go ahead. We'll see if we can sustain it. That'll be the challenge.
that if you that the question of kavanah, if you don't require kavanah, that's telling. But if you do require kavanah, it could be that it relates. There is a kavanah side of the question, which is whether or not the kavanah is required simply to put something into your shus, regardless of whether or not there's a ma'aseh kinyan, or to define something that you're doing as a ma'aseh kinyan.
Well, to define it as a ma'aseh kinyan.
Now, you might say that even if, let's say, you neutralize the chila shava, and from now on it's going to be considered yours.
Yours because of the original Maitzah Geneva?
Because of the original Maitzah Geneva.
Right.
Then you still might require Kavana just allow it to become.
It's not Kain Shagazal. Not if you take the perspective that Hashava is an artificial obstacle. Because that's objective. It isn't Kain Shagazal.
It's not artificial. You could say that as long as
it's straining. Those Kenyanic Zayla really want to move. They want to expand. The only thing that held them back was Chiyav HaShava.
Yeah, but you could say once you're holding them back, you're really holding them back. Therefore, you're only holding them back
because it's Kain Shagazal. Objectively, it's no longer Kain Shagazal once it's a Shinui. That's objective.
Right, but so you're saying.
So once you remove, once HaShava's gone, it inflates.
From that point on.
It could be from that point on. I said
right.
Before, it could either be Lamafreya or
right.
Be Lamafreya.
Right.
But either way, it doesn't. It's either way. There is a Maisa and actually even Kavanah's Kenyan in that case.
I mean, you might say that it would be parallel to questions regarding Lachal Amid Yom.
I don't think so.
In this case, you're doing a Maisa.
Because in Lachal Amid Yom, it could be that it's not. It could be that the Lachal Amid Yom, the Chalos itself, is not waiting in abeyance. Right, you have a ma'isa in Nachal Amid Yom. All sorts of questions. Maybe even ma'isa is even delayed. But even if there is a ma'isa, there's a the best thing you could say about Nachal Amid Yom that isn't Lamafreya is that it's there's a ma'isa and there's not yet any chalos. Here, you have the ma'isa and the chalos, and it's just being held back artificially by this factor.
You could say it's artificial, but you don't have to say that. That means that once you get rid of the chiyav shava, it's as if you always owned it, or it's as if you're
no. You don't say Lamafreya, but you don't need anything new. To define it as a Maisa or a Kavanah's Kenyan. You don't have to say Lamafreya.
Beforehand, it was not considered to be Rosh Hashanah because of these artificial instances of Shabbat.
Right,
now
but you still have the because by removing whatever, then the old mechanisms, which are amply equipped, are there and they're operating. I think that's a Dabar Pasha. If you're going to take that position, I think it's a Dabar Pasha. Okay. Next. Okay. The next point, next two points, very quickly. The relationship between Aresh Chalif Anecha and Shinui Kona. So there's one more sugya just to look at quickly, and that's the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph, and the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph and on Tzadi Dalid and above Metzia, and that is the sugya of Shinui Kona of Ein Shama Lagana for the Gazel. So in Bava Kama Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Or tell me something about it. Should I do all the work? Aaron. That's sugya. It appears in a few places. Right? Bava Kama Yud Aleph, Bava Kama Tzadi Dalid, and Bava Metzia on Tzadi Gimel, right? So, differently or the same way? I know it's a kind of a vague question, but when you look at the Gemara Bava Kama Yud Aleph, which we've seen inside a few times, so as opposed to Bava Kama Tzadi Dal, let's stay in Bava Kama. What's the difference? What did Bava Kama Tzadi Dal add to our knowledge that's not there in the earlier sugya? Anything? Zach? No, the Gemara on Yud Aleph is about Ein Shama Lagana for Gazlan. That's Pakas Nevela and so on. What is the Gemara in Tzadi Dalid? It is, but it isn't. It is, but it's more. What's the context of Tzadi Dalid? Ellie? which doesn't appear on Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Hagozel quotes that sugya in the context of Shinui Konin explicitly. The Gemara in Bava Kamma Yud Aleph does not. If you only read Bava Kamma Yud Aleph, you wouldn't necessarily conclude that that sugya is about Shinui Konin. It could be about Subin, like Rashi, Shavakasa. It could be about what Tosa seems to talk about in Bava Kamma Yud Aleph and ignores Shinui Konin, namely the koach of Kinyane Gzela to begin with. It's only when you read the Gemara Bava Kamma Tzadi Dalid in the context of Shinui Konin that you begin to realize, this is a little more complicated. This Gemara is about Shinui Konin. And that's explicit, and that works well with Tosas in Bav Metzia, right, on Tzadi Dalid, where Tosas says, on Tzadi Gimel, where Tosas says explicitly that Shaman or ain't Shaman depends on whether Shinui is Kona or ain't a Kona. That's based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma in Hagozel. But you wouldn't get that impression alone from Yud Aleph. And in that sense, it poses a bit of a problem. Not an insoluble problem, but at least it's a hara that at minimum needs to be raised. According to Rashi in Bava Kamma, says that the issue has to do with Hashlumin. How do you pay back? Right? Whether it's Bemos or Beshava Kesef, etc. Ma'inyan Zan, Lashinu Kona? It's one question. And according to Tosin Bava Kama, Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, it says it's about the original Kinyan Exela of the Maisa Exela. Ma'inyan Zan, Lashinu Kona? Unless you say several things. The most innocuous that you can say, but I'm not sure if it's really true, is that what the Gemara in Bava Kamma is introducing is only one point. Namely, had Shinui been Koneh, if Shinui is Koneh, if Shinui is not Koneh, put it that way, then you can return the Be'en. You can say, Arei Shekol Lefanecha. And then you don't get into the whole question of Shava Kesef or the original Kinyan Egzela, etc. So the issue of Shinui Konin is just to dictate whether or not there's a Chiyuv Hashava and a Harei Shekol Lefanecha or not. There are two dinim. Once we know that Shinui is Konin and you don't have to return the ban, so now there's a question, what about Pachas Nevela? What about the value that went up or down, that fluctuated from the Gzela until the Shinui. And that's what Tosin Bava Kamma is about. Or, since, anyways, you can't say Arei Shekol Lefanecha, so now the question is, there has to be a Tashlumin. So, Subin or Ma'os, and what about the Nevela itself, etc. But there are two different dinim here. Or, especially for Tosas and Bava Kamma Yud Aleph, one could go back to again to the Temura model, if you will, and that is, you could say it's one and the same halacha. When Tosas and Bava Kamma says the key is the kinyanim of the Maisa Gzela, that's not inconsistent with saying that Shinui is Kona. It's not that there are two dinim. Number one, there's no Harei Shekol Lefanecha, and therefore we have to figure out Tashlumin. Number two, how do we figure out when there's a discrepancy? That's a second halacha, Kinyan Gzela Mishat. No. What we're really saying is the Sugin Bava Kamma that says Shinui Konin is also based on the original Kinyan Gzela Mishas Mais Gzela. That's how it works. That's that perspective again. Right? For the very same reason that if Shol Shalom Midas, again, doesn't have Shinui Kone because doesn't have Kinyan Egzela. So then, put together Tosas Bava Kamma and Tosas and Bava Metzia, or Tosas Bava Kamma and the Sugya in Hagozel Eitzim and Tosas on Yud Aleph, and again you have that that same equation. It's one halacha. These are two approaches. In any case, something to discuss for Rashi and for Tosas Bava Kamma Yud Aleph as opposed to Tosas Bava Metzia Tzadi Zayin. However, the Rambam poses a separate, really serious, difficult problem. Yehoshua, namely? He paskins ain't shaman, which is fine. We paskin ain't shaman in Lagana for Lagazlan. That's great. Yeah. Except that the Rambam has a clause both in Hilchas Geneva and in Hilchas Gzela, Perak Aleph Halakha Tzvav, and Gzini Geneva, Perak Besa, in Gzela, where he says what? Exactly. The Bailim can request the Be'en. The Bailim can demand the Be'en. Request to, you're a nice fellow, you're gentle, you're treading gently, so you can request. Exactly. And that's a good way to be, mostly. But the Rambam says the Bailim can demand the Be'en, correct? That's what the Rambam says in both places. And the question all the Nosa Kelim ask is, how could that be? What do you mean the Bailim can demand the Be'en? Bimanashach. If Shinui Kona, so the Chafetz belongs to the Gazlan or the Ganav. Where's his demand coming from? If Shinui is Eina Kona, then it's Haresha Kalafanecha, and there's no issue of Ein Shamar the Ganav or the Gazlan. So what's the Rambam talking about? And he says it twice. That's the difficulty. So the Magen Mishnah in Ilchos is in Ilchos Geneva. The Magen Mishnah in Ilchos Gzela, the Lechem Mishnah in Ilchos Geneva are bothered by this, and they really don't know what to do. The Sma in the Sma in Shulchan Aruch. Again, they conclude that this is insufficient shinui. They just can't explain well. If there's no shinui, then why can't the force be on the other side? Why can't the nigzal say, here it is,
Haresh HaKal Lefanecha? Yeah. Is there any significance to that in the Rambam mentions that it's Mishum Hakadosh Chachamim, he has the option, but it doesn't say it in Zero? Absolutely.
I don't know, interesting. Maybe we'll get back. I'm not sure. I mean, in both cases, he has a halacha. In one case, it sounds like it's more daraisa. In the other case, more
drabana. He specifically says, in one case, it's maybe shum tekanas
chachamim. Yeah. But either way, even if it's tekanas chachamim, it's hard to believe. It's hard to explain that if you hold shinui kona. Right.
More at the root of what shinui kona is all about.
I don't know if it's shinui kona. He's like to say the whole halacha is not about shinui kona. This particular clause, or this right. Oh, I'll get back to it, maybe. I hear what you're saying, maybe. The Sma in Simon Shin Samach, again, so that's the Magen Mishnah Lachem Mishnah. Their conclusion is that we're talking about something which is not a shinui. Since it's not a shinui, he can force the issue. Question is, so then why can't the Balabayas say to him as well, Hare Shokha Lefanecha? Okay. And so that's why, unless you want to say that's the Tikkun Rabbanan, he has an ability to say that. Hey. The Sman, Simin Shin Samach Beis, based on Shitas Rama, Yad Rama, says, no, that's not what's going on here. What's going on here is as follows. Ein Shama Lagana for the Gazlan, therefore he's got to pay him. He says, oh, maybe he holds like Rashi. There are two dinim here. Number one, Shinu is Kona. Therefore, there's no Reish Olafanecha. Number two, he's got to pay him Mos. Let's say the guy doesn't have Mos, so he's got to pay him something else. Shava Kesef, presumably. If he doesn't have money, he'll have to pay him Shava Kesef. If he doesn't have money and he has to pay him Shava Kesef, so then already the Nigzal, or the Nignav, has the right to say, not any Shava Kesef. I want, if I already have to take Shava Kesef, I want the Nevela. I want my dog back. Okay? Right? In the Senator Lieberman sense of the word. Okay. Right. That's the Chiddush of the Rama. What's the problem with that? What?
It's ironic. If Dalim takes precedence over the Bain, if he wants the Bain, and he can demand it later on, he should be able to get it the whole time.
Well, she needs Conan.
Right.
That's what it is. I mean,
okay,
it's
fine, so.
Right. So that's the problem. The problem is, but just formulate it better.
Shinui
Kone isn't a good explanation why he can't demand it all the time.
Right.
But once you say Shinui Kone, why can he even demand it when there's no option of mos? That's what's a special yichus once it's my cheftza, right? And I don't have to give it back to him per se. I can give mos. Right, and I also can't get away with giving it back to him by saying Arishu Halafanecha. So, what's the special yichus of the Chepetz HaGazel, right, regarding Tashlum? And it sounds like it's in Shavakasa for Subim. You know, strange, it's a strange halacha. It's a fascinating idea. I mean, it's kiel the shame Davar HaGazel remains even after Shinui in some sense, and therefore becomes in the hierarchy of what. The Bialim, it's theirs.
It's not such a shame, the Bialim previous also has a...
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. If it wasn't for the fact that it had the shame, you can say it was Panim Kadosh's Ba'al Lakan, so then, you know, what makes it different than you know, wood chippings and 100 other things that I have in my home?
I'm saying you could have a shame Gazel carry over without the added Kiddush that the Bialim
also has. Absolutely. Yeah, of course. I'm saying at minimum, you have to say that the shame Gazel persists, the status. And you also have to assume that somehow is relevant in the hierarchy of Tashlum. It's a din in Kiyum Tashlumin also. Just like, let's say that there's a better... Just like in Kiyum Tashlumin, there's Mos before Subin, let's say, in some cases. And just like there's, you know, there's a concept of Metav in some cases, or Idis, or Ziburis, you know, or Beinonis. So too, there's a special... If you have the Shem Gazel, that's a Yichus in Kiyum Tashlumin. That's the additional kiddush that you were trying to say. Exactly, 100%. That's an enormous kiddush. And the Taz in Shin Nun Dalet Sivkot and Hay and the Shach, they really don't like it. They think that there is no special yichus to the Chefetz after you say Shinui Konen. Okay. So this is where Rab Chaim came up with a very important kiddush. And a kiddush which probably is not accepted by most Rishonim. But this is Reb Chaim believes that it's true for the Rambam. Namely, Daniel?
That there's different thresholds of Shinui, one for Parashat.
Yeah. First of all, before we get to the first, that there really are two dinim. There's a din of Shinui Kone, and there's a din of the inability to say Arashat Kalafanecha. The din of Shinui Kone, we know what it is, right? Well, we know what the options are, what it is. We just spent the last 3 days talking about them, how it works. But one would have thought, and this is the chiddush of Reb Chaim and the Rambam, one would have thought that absent Shinui Kone, you can always say Reishal Kol Lefanecha. Right? Certainly, there are enough Gemaras that link Shinui Kone and Ein Shinui Kone with the ability to say Reishal Kol Lefanecha that it seems that they are one and the same. Number one, there are several Gemaras. Number two, Misvara. It's not so obvious that there's an in-between state. On the other hand, it's not illogical either. I mean, the point is that there is something called a chiyuv tashlumin, or chiyuv hashava, and then there's something called a kiyum hashava. You might have the chiyuv of hashava, but maybe this kefetz is sufficiently changed that you don't have the kiyum of hashava. The heishav sekzel o shekazal. Now, the truth is, the whole Reb Chaim thrust in the Rambam works a lot better if you see Hashava not just purely in terms of the ban. I mean, if there's an element of Tashlumin or Chiyuv that is part of Hashava, I think.
Because the Rambam didn't say that.
What?
Because the Rambam didn't say that.
Right. I mean, at least some elements of it. Right. Maybe the difference between Gnev and Gazela, etc. Because, I mean, moreover, but here, this I don't think is decisive. If you would take the view of Shinui Kone as targeting the Chiyuv HaShava, once there's no Chiyuv HaShava, so then we may let the Kinyanei Gzela work. That whole approach also makes more problematic this Chiluk. But here it's not decisive, because of what I said a second ago, which is, there might be a Chiluk between the Chiyuv HaShava and the Kiyum HaShava. The Chiyuv HaShava is neutralized, that opens the floodgates for the Kinyanei Gzela, either Lamafreya or Mikanu Lahaba, but without anything further, but it triggers them, that's fine. Still, what Reb Chaim is saying in the Rambam is a little different than that. Not that there's no Chiyuv HaShava, But on the other side of it, there's no kiyum hashav. The hashav is insufficient. But you don't have to return it, but returning it isn't enough. To say that, there might be a situation where there's a chiyuv hashava, and therefore you still don't have shinui koneh. But there's no kiyum hashava, it's not enough. That is possible. That's Reb Chaim's chiddush. That's what Reb Chaim says here. Now, what are we saying about Daniel, about the threshold of shinui?
Because he says that for every event, if anything happens, it's not kein shigazal.
There may be a shear of not kein shigazal, right? In which there's a sufficient change in the chefta that, you know, it's hard to be mekayim hashava by saying arei shechal lefanecha, even though it isn't enough of a transformation for kinyan shinui kona. That's Reb Chaim's chiddush. And what will be that example? Shavar. Right? A kli, he's mechalik between two cases. He says, listen, you can have your kivu miktsasan, which is a case where you have a bunch of tevua, some of which got spoiled. So that's that's not diffused. The point is, the part that's spoiled is spoiled, the part that's not spoiled is not spoiled. Right? So you would say, whatever is spoiled is out, and whatever is not is still a ban, and it's harei shechal lefanecha on that part. That's different than when you have like a ban, an integrated ban, which is qualitatively been compromised. So then, that's diffused throughout. That might not be enough. It's still the ban. What would it be in Hilchos Taros? That'd be an interesting question. Reb Chaim doesn't bring this up, but it would, the identity of the chayfetz maybe is the same, right? But the decline, it's been degraded sufficiently that you can no longer say Reish HaKal Lefanecha. Reb Chaim says that's the case of Pachas Nevela, or Pachas Kli, I should say, Shevar Kli. It would be interesting to see in Linyan Muktza, Linyan Tuma. What is the status of this Kli? I think that would be an interesting thing to check. So Reb Chaim says, no, Reish HaKal Lefanecha. That's the pshat. You're not Kone, but you can't get away with Reish HaKal Lefanecha either. But since you're not Kone, it still belongs to the other fellow. He can demand it back. That's Reb Chaim's explanation. Yeah.
It's a little bit of a chiddush also, given the fact that the pasuk.
One second. Before we.
Presumably one standard.
Oh, now that's the answer. That's not a problem. Reb Chaim asks the following question. Isn't what I'm saying against all the sugyas? Doesn't the Gemara pretty clearly speak about, in several places, speak about the ability to say Horeisho Kal Lefanecha as a function whether you hold Shinui Kona or not? Whether you hold Hezek Shein Anika or Shema Hezek or Lo Shema Hezek, which is equivalent to Shinui Kona? That dictates whether you can say Horeisho Kal Lefanecha. So you can't just ignore the Gemaras. So how do you explain that there are two dinim, the chiyuv tashlumin, the chiyuv hashava, and the kiyum hashava, the kinyan and the harei shechal lefanecha, the obligation to return and the sufficiency of returning? How can you explain those two dinim when the Gemara itself connects them together? So Reb Chaim says, there are two things that bind them together. Right? Namely, what are those two things? Because again, you have to navigate both these. You can't ignore the evidence. But this is where Reb Chaim's, sophistication really comes to the fore. How do you have your cake and eat it too? The answer is, when the Gemara links them, it does so based on a common denominator. Common denominator is not the same as one halacha. Two halachos that derive from a common denominator. And that common denominator includes one of two or maybe two elements. One is what Noah just asked about. But that's what Reb Chaim is answering. Reb Chaim says the pasuk of the limud of Kein Shagazal is the common denominator. Kein Shagazal Yachsir teaches you two halachos. If it's a severe departure from Kein Shagazal, Shinui Kona. If it's a moderate departure from Kein Shagazal, then it's a din of Horeisho Kal Lefanecha. But both of these dinim are contingent upon interpreting not the Heshiv Mikom Makom, which is the alternative in the Gemara, but the Heshiv Im Kein Shagazal Yachsir. If you don't have that limud, then both dinim are not going to be true. So when the Gemara says that whether you could say Hareish Ochal Fanacha depends on whether you hold Shinui Kona, it doesn't mean because only if you hold Shinui Kona you can no longer say Hareish Ochal Fanacha, and anything until Shinui Kona is Hareish Ochal Fanacha. Chaim says Chas V'Shalom, not true. What it means is that this requirement of Kiyum Ashava, of Hareish Ochal Fanacha, that depends on Kein Shagazal, depends on interpreting, on accepting that drasha. And somebody who doesn't believe in Shini Kona but believes in Shini Mikol Makom doesn't accept the drasha. So there are two consequences. In that sense, it's the same Andamar. That's one answer, just one more second. The other answer of Reb Chaim goes back to what Baruch Dov and I, respectively, suggested for Beis Shammai, namely, Shini Kona, Shini B'Mikol Makom, but without the diuk in the language. Reb Chaim says there's another point here, and that is, if you hold Shinui Kona, then philosophically and legally you believe in the ability, you believe in the concept of change and the significance of change. But if you hold Shinui Eina Kona, is that just because the Shinui isn't big enough? Or is it just a halacha on Hilchos Kinyanim? Could be. In which case it doesn't affect the second halacha, but it could also be something else. And that is, you believe... Again, he doesn't say it exactly this way, but this is what he's driving at. Reb Chaim is succinct. You know, he's brief. But I was going to read it, but it's too late, so I'm not going to read it. You look it up. But basically he says, apparently you could also believe that Be'ikaron, you just can't change things so much that they are no longer related to what they were. Now that is going to affect... in a more radical way, Shinui Kona, and in the more moderate way, the ability to always say Hareish Ochal Fanecha. If you think Shinui B'Mekom Ba'Omed, then why not say Hareish Ochal Fanecha? So the common denominator is A, the drasha, B, the notion of Shinui. But once that's true, so Reb Chaim says, let's say you hold like Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Chanina holds, that Tlev Nasa Ayol doesn't work for Dalet Behe. Tlev Nasa Ayol, and nonetheless you're chayiv for Dalet Behe. You don't say Shalom Tavech Shalom Mocher. You don't say Shinui Kona for Tlev Nasa Ayol. But you believe in the concept of Shinui Kona, not in Tlev Nasa Ayol as an example, but let's say... a radical example, a more obvious shinui. It says, so could you hold that behema v'hiskina, or even tlev v'nasa ayel, you can't say reshach alafanacha? Well, tlev v'nasa ayel, you could say reshach alafanacha. The opposite case, right? So Reb Chaim says, absolutely. As long as you believe in the concept of shinui kona, which means that you're reading the pasuk ke'en shegazal, not mikol makom, which means that you believe in the power of Shinui, theoretically. So then you could have two madregas in the Shinui. You could say, Tlev and Asa Ayel is not Shinui Kona, hence Dalet Behe is Chayiv, because it's not Shalot of Echshalom, okay? But Behema is Kino, which is the opposite, is reversing the process of Tlev and Asa Ayel. No HaReisha Chalafanecha, it's not sufficient. That is the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. Yeah, you had a question? Oh, you had originally had the point. I was just trying to respond to that. Yeah. Okay.
See, I mean, it's already made sense, but it's also difficult. That, I mean, what does Kain Shagazal mean? Does it mean the Shinui level 1 or Shinui level 2?
He's saying both. That's a Chiddush. I can't help that. That's right. Absolutely, you're right. That's a weak point in Reb Chaim. Listen, Reb Chaim knows that he's skating on very, very thin ice. He just is trying to find, safe harbor. He's trying to explain the Rambam. You have to understand that to begin with, this isn't Reb Chaim's, he didn't invent the problem. Right? The Rambam says something like this. The Rambam says that, there can be a situation in which Shinui's not Kona, and yet the guy can demand the Chayfetz. Now, how can that ever be? And it's not a violation of Ein Shaman. that, you know, that's a difficulty. So his solution is our two dinim. But once you say our two dinim, now logically, can it be two dinim? Does it make sense? Sure. Shini kone for radical shinui. And for less than that, but, you know, it's not sufficient. I can't say I'm giving it back to you. Right? What am I giving back? But then, you know, when you want to put that together with the Gemaras that say, Harei Shekhala Fanecha depends on Shini Kona, so then you have to look for a common denominator. And that's what he's doing. But he's aware of the problem. Well, maybe Kain Shagazal has only one meaning and not two. He's forced because within the Rambam's scheme, he's saying the Rambam has to understand that Kain Shagazal has two meanings, that Shini Kona has, you know, this bigger question, philosophical, objective, meta question. Is a shinui a change that ever matters? The change is both on the identity. So you could say, no, you can never change an identity, but you can always change a sufficiency of return. You could say that, make that chiluk too, right?
But well, actually, the Gemara only tries to be a diet from somebody who says that you can't say that you can't say Rishon Vanecha that apparently there isn't a shinui kana. You went to shinui kana. That would work.
Right. Okay. I think if look at all the Gemaras that. Yeah, they seem to go in both. I think there are some Gemaras going the other direction too. Another question? Was there another question? Oh, we're okay. Good. That's Rav Chaim. Rav Velvel in the Chiddush HaGriz. Yeah.
How do we answer the
Sma? No, Sma is a different Shita.
But his answer was also deficient in that it didn't allow for.
I think the Sma. I think as I said before, I think the Sma is a Chiddush, but I understand the Sma. I think there are two components in the Sma. One is that the shame guzzle continues to stick to the chayfetz even after shinui kone. And secondly, that in the hierarchy of kiyume tashlumin, the fact that this was the chayfetz ha-guzzle, just like you could say, you know, metav is different than ziburis, which is different than beinonis, it's a little different. But so too, you could say, well, if you can't pay back cash, then and you have to pay back shavah kesef, at least give me something that's connected to the guzzle itself. You have to assume that in the level of tashlumin, this yichus, not only is it miyuchas that it has a shame gazel, but that that's relevant in tashlumin. I think that's how you explain this.
Doesn't answer why according to Rambam you can't demand it in the beginning. Start with you instead of done.
Well, you can't demand it in the begin with. I guess. Well, he's explaining only that he's explaining the Rambam is talking about a case where there is no mammon. Had there been mammon, then he couldn't demand it in the end either.
What?
That's once there. That's ein sham in the ganef legazlan, which means pay him cash. Don't give him back the neveh. But if there's no cash and you have to pay him subin anyway, this is what the sma is adding to the perush. That's the, you know, the interpolation, and you have to pay him anyway. Then the bialim can say.
The bialim's connected either way. Why can't the bialim say it?
I mean, can the Bailim say it, and why can't he impose it on them? Because it's a din in Kiyum Tashlim, it's for the benefit of the Bailim. If they don't prefer it, then maybe.
Why can the Bailim prefer it even when there's cash? Why can the Bailim say,
because maybe in the hierarchy, that's lower down. And that's a din, and that special status is in Shavah Kesef, the Torah's Shavah Kesef. But maybe Mos it takes priority over Shavah Kesef. No, we're talking about a case where there's no shinui kone. The Sma's not saying anything like Reb Chaim.
Second, there's no shinui kone. Even if there's a hierarchy of payments.
No, he's saying there is shinui kone.
There's still connection between the Baal and the
between the Nigzal and the Chayfetz.
Yeah,
only in name only.
Right.
But in terms of Bailos, it belongs completely to the Gazlan. Just as a payment, as a method of Tashlumin, it ranks higher in the Shavah Kesef. And it goes like this. The shinui kone, and the bialus changes hands. However, the shame gazel remains. Now, in shem l'ganef l'gazlan means pay mos. He's interpreting like Rashi. The Rambam like Rashi. Don't pay subin. Pay mos. No, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't have that right. But let's say there is no mos, and you have to pay him shavah kesef subin. So then, in the hierarchy of subin, he has the right to claim this. That's what happens. But it's only if he wants it. Right. Okay. That's a sma. It's a chiddush. The chiddush agriz. Okay. I guess I'll have to do whatever use we can on Thursday. But Let's start Thursday at 10:30, at least. If I can do it earlier, maybe I'll even try a little earlier. But we definitely want to get through the Mar Makomos about Yush Bigzela Vaveda. If we can, I don't know whether we're able to do Yush Vashinu Rishos. That probably we'll have to hold off on until we come back. But at least the Yush Bigzela of Yush Vaveda, the Ramban, the Tosas, Tosar Ben Peretz, revisiting Avadim and the Gemara and Tumur, those issues. I want to for sure finish off Thursday. So let me just finish with Rav Velma. In the Chiddush HaGriz, he goes a step further than Rav Chaim, I think. He has other nafkamina. Number one, I think it's very fascinating, he links the issue, which Rav Chaim did not, to the question of the two types of shinui generally. You know, Rav Chaim is saying there are two shinuis within Hilchos Gzela, right? One which is shinui kone, and the other which is Harecha Chalafanecha. But since we know the whole structure now. So it's fascinating. How does that fit with the bigger picture of, well, what about the Shinui of Esnan? And Rishis, I guess. So about three levels? Possibly. Total change in identity. A Shinui which is Kone, which isn't a total change in identity, but is enough of a shinui to be kona. And then a shinui, which just precludes saying, or imposing, or getting out of it by saying, Oresh Kalafanecha. Maybe. In the Chiddush HaGriz, there he has a suggestion to link it to the bigger issue, a line or two, in which he seems to say, shinui to be kona, that's the same as Estan Zonan Rejus Ages. That's the change in the identity of the Cheftza. Anything less than that is just imlav in kain shegazal yachzir imlav damim boy shlume. That's based on harei shachalafanecha. That isn't the kinyan gzela. That's harei shachalafanecha. In a way, if you wanted to take that tack, it might answer part of Noah's question, namely, does kain mean two different things? Except again, it gets you in trouble with trying to figure out the gemaras that really link the two issues. But the advantage of it is, we would say, well, there really are two different psukim and two different concepts of shinui. The one which is kona b'gzela is the one that's like esnan. The one that eliminates harei shechalafanecha and gzela, that's the kain shegazal. It just doesn't work well with the gemaras. If it wasn't for that, it would be a better way to go. Okay. Either way, Rav Velma does associate the kinyan shinui more with esnan and reishis ages. I don't think you have to do this, but he does. And more the Harei Shechalafanecha with, it's not Kain Shegazal. But he has several other important nafkamina that are worth mentioning very quickly. Number one, does the Shinui have to take place after the Gzela, or can the Shinui coincide with the Gzela? It's an interesting question. He talks about it in terms of the Sugya of Avankari. Right, the Avankari and Aflamed in Sukkah, you know, we're given the advice, you know, how to cut down the Hadassim from the tree. We'll have to get back to that when we get to Samach Zayin, that big Tosas from Beit Tam and the Reis. We'll have to look at that Gemara anyway. Okay. So he says, well, there the Shinui and the Gzela are Boin Kiacha. The classic case of Shinui Kona is you have Gzela and then you have Shinui. So he says, listen, it depends. If we're talking about Kein Shegazal, not Kein Shegazal, so he says that cannot coincide. Because there, the whole point is that, you know, you had a chiyuv shi, you have a chiyuv ashava, and now you've broken the tziruf with that. It's not sufficient. You can't say arei shechalafanecha. So for that, there has to be a stage two. Second after the gzela, at least, right, before the shinui which ruins arei shechalafanecha takes place. But if you're talking about the kinyan, so he says that depends. It's interesting. I don't think it's mukhrach logically, but I think it's a very, again, very subtle and sophisticated point. He says that depends on the chefetz and its previous status, b'rishus hanigzal, the habaylim. It doesn't depend on the moment of the ma'aseh gzeila. The moment of the ma'aseh gzeila is a second after it was legamri b'rishus hanigzal. As long as it was a change from where it was b'rishus hanigzal to where it is now, it doesn't have to be a change after the gzela. Why? Because, and this is, I think, l'shitaso, I think that's why it's important that he makes the association with Esnan and Reishis Ages, Because for him, the kinyan gzela of shinui koneh is all about the identity of the object. I'm going to stop for like 3 more minutes. Identity of the object. So basically what he's saying is, identity b'rishus ha-nigzal, identity now that it's connected to the gazlan. That's the transformation. If it was about targeting the chiyuv hashava, then you'd have, the chiyuv hashava would have to exist for a second before you target it. Unless you say that it's an example where there never is a chiyuv hashava, that's hard to say. Okay. So whether it's the second before the gzela or the second of the gzela, basically, that is the difference for Avelvel between the shinui of Aresha Cholofonecha and the shinui of Shinukona. But I think it's a finish. That's number one. Number two is the question of Hezek Shein Anikar. So Bali Tosis just say halachic reality, meaning Gemara says, seems to associate Hezek Shein Anikar, Shema Hezek or Lo Shema Hezek, which is a halachic question, that dictates whether it holds shinui or not. So the question is, what do you mean? One is a legal question, and the other is about the impact of physical change. How does legal change, or the status of legal change, figure into this question? So the Bali Tosfos say, no, they ask the question on Gittin and Gimel, and they say, no, you're wrong. If Hezek Sheino Nikar Shema Hezek, Hare Hu Kehezek Nikar. Now they don't mean to say, you know, that it's physically different. What they mean to say is, for purposes of Shinui Koneh, the halachic reality is what's important. Al Pidin, it's not just Tameh or Asur, right? But there's an invisible Tuma, and there's an invisible Iser. And it's not the same Chefza. I mean, legality is definitional and part of identity. That's what Tosa says in Gittin. But ironically, you know, the Griz is saying that's not so obvious, it's so pashut, that just because something al pidin is shmei hezek, that you treat it as if it really is hezek. It's halachically true, but not physically true. Right? The ish halacha is, you know.
Is
saying
that?
What?
Is the Griz saying that?
Yeah, saying. Well, but it's to explain the Rambam. So. So what he's basically saying is that. It doesn't turn even so bad philosophically, because again, for him, remember, the Shinui Koneh is a change in identity like Reishis HaGez in Essen Zon. So, okay. But that should require physical change in the real world is reasonable. But, you know, had it been something a little, you know, more legal, then it would have been a problem, philosophical problem. But anyways, so his argument is as follows. Hezek Shein HaNikar is never Shinui Koneh. Hezek Shein HaNikar is, Reb Chaim doesn't say this. Hezek Shein HaNikar is always, there's no Aresha Cholofonecha, because that's a legal idea. The physical idea is lacking in Okanami. So Shinu is not Koneh, but there's no Aresha Cholofonecha either. That's his other Nafka community. Or, for example, Mitzvah Babaveira would be another example, because just because there's no Aresha Cholofonecha, if there's no Kinyan Shinui and it's not a transformed Chefza, so the stigma of being Chefetz HaGazel is still prevailing, right? So it's still going to be excluded from Mitzvah Babaveira. You'll treat the Horeshul Cholofonecha examples like Rabbeinu Tam would treat Yish Koneh, or maybe even less, because the Chevetz really belongs to the Nigzal. Just that you don't have a Kiyum of Horeshul Cholofonecha. Oh. And this is also how he explains two other points. One is the need for two psukim in Ein Sham and Lagana for the Gazlan. Rishalmi says you need two psukim. Why? After all, they seem pretty similar. So we discussed this earlier in the year. We tried to explain that it's based on the different mechayvim of Geneva and Gazela. Revelvel doesn't get into that at all, but he does just say the following. He says, listen, from a Kinyan point of view, he says, Ganav and Gazlan are the same. If you're talking about Shinui Koneh, and Ein Sham and Lagana for the Gazlan is about Shinui Koneh, he says there's no difference in Shinui Koneh between Ganav and Gazlan. I think that's a reasonable statement. Because it's the Shir of Esnan. However, if you're talking about Horeshul Cholofonecha, the addressing of the Chi of Hashava, Veheshev, Sagzela, Shagazal, And he doesn't expand on it, he just says it. But I think what he means is, well, according to the Rambam, there may not even be a Meheshev like Zeila Asher Gozel on one level. Certainly the Lavanita Klaseya aspect doesn't apply to Geneva, it only applies to Gezela. Probably Zechiyah Vashava, just it's not Nita Klaseya. But the point is that on a Haresha Chalafanacha level, there's a, might be a difference between Geneva and Gezela. Even if there's no difference between them regarding the issue of Shinui Kone. So this is an extreme expansion, an important expansion of Reb Chaim's idea in areas which are what one could argue. But an important, it's an important expansion, the evolution of the doctrine, one might say. On that basis, he also points out something I think which is important, and that is that the Rambam speaks about Shinui in two places. One is in Perek Beis, Hilchos Gzela. Those are the dinim, says Rav Elbel, of Shinui Kone. He also speaks about in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Says that's Haresha Chalafanecha. And it's in Haresha Chalafanecha, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet, that the Rambam makes reference to Perek, to the din of Shvarim, where he has this halacha. He says, yeah, because that's the din of Haresha Chalafanecha. The din of Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav, the option of the Nigzal, and the halacha, the general halacha of Haresha Chalafanecha, are Hainuach. But then it turns out, if that's really true, so then the Kiddush of Reb Chaim in the Rambam is expanded significantly, because that means that that Behema V'Yizkino, all those cases, with no Haresha Chalafanecha, according to Rav Elbel's reading of the Rambam, are cases of not cases of Shinui Kone. They're just cases of Haresha Chalafanecha, that there's no Haresha Chalafanecha. So I was thinking based on this, but I'm not going to say it now fully, I'll just explain. Earlier, when we talked about Kinyan Avadim, Gzela Bavadim, so we pointed out the Rambam, the difficulty in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, where the Rambam says that, seems to say that the problem of Eved V'Yizkino is a problem of there not being sufficient Shinui. But it sounds like if there was sufficient Shinui, you'd say Shinui Kona V'Eved, right? And that's connected to the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Does the Rambam hold like the Rif? He doesn't hold like the Rif. The whole discussion that we had. So I made a suggestion at the time. I said, maybe what the Rambam really has in mind is something a little different. Not either of the extremes that people say, but the Rambam believes that Eved Hukshu L'Karkos itself is responsible for Shinui of an Eved not being considered Shinui Gamor. The difference between Behema V'Yizkino and Eved V'Yizkino isn't the level of the Shinui objectively. It has to do, and it's also not, you know, completely misnomer and it has nothing to do with this halacha, and it's because of Eved Hukshu L'Karkos, no matter what Shinui. But it's something in between. I too am trying to walk a fine line. Namely, Avadim Hukshu L'Karkos is responsible for Avadim V'Yizkino not being like Behema V'Yizkino, but being less. In light of the idea that that whole halacha of the Rambam is about Haresha Chalafanecha, and it's not about Shini Kona anyway, I think that this becomes more plausible. Okay, we'll stop here. I'll explain what I mean. And then we're moving on to Yiush on Thursday. Let's try to make it 10:30. Unless you're here otherwise, 10:30. And I'll just take 2 minutes to explain what I mean by this last point.
The problem is actually that it's not a physical change, or it's not enough halacha, because what we do with Truma, Tevel, and Asaf, those are halakha changes.
I think it's because it's invisible. It's purely halakhic. There you have an objective change. Right. There you have an objective action, which... I think here the point is that it's an invisible halakha. It's only a halakha.
What about Ezekiel as a not being a different idea of Shinui? Both in the Rebbeinu Pirate says that Ezekiel would be a Shinui, but there's no das, but also maybe because it's kind of created that. So was it clear?
It would Nezek be a Shinui.
Yeah. I thought the grid says that it wouldn't be, but the Rebbeinu Pirate says it would be. First, there's no Shinui.
Maybe because he understands.
By Ancham, he says,
right. I thought because he understands, again, that it's about change of identity.
Right, but he says it would be because there's no das. Right. The change of identity didn't work for a broken object.
Depends on what I said before. From a book that said, "Oh, there's already continuity."